T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the idea of this boat came about is this used to be the history boat. We built a 150-passenger history boat, and wondering what we're going to do with this boat. We just weren't filling it up. We were using it for private parties, so we had to figure something out. And my dad had this great idea to transform the vessel and make it into something pretty fun. And it really fits because all of the other boats we have, this is something totally new and totally different. So that's where it came from.
How's it special in relation to your dad?
Well, he kind of was the big kahuna, and it's pretty fitting, and makes me really proud. And the other way it relates to my father is if you look around, some of the details and the decorations and the way the boat looks really reminds me of what he would have done.
Why did Buffalo need this boat?
Well, I think that we created this boat for something a little bit more fun. I think people like the music of the Caribbean style. It makes you feel as though you're out in the Caribbean. The look of the boat kind of makes you feel a little more loose and free.
So, like right now, I had a flight to Florida this 6 a.m. this morning. This kind of feels like a little vacation. So it would be what, a 90-minute vacation in Buffalo?
Exactly. 90-minute vacation in Buffalo with some nice Caribbean-style music, some island drinks, and it's a nice way to get away quickly and safely here on the Buffalo Harbor and the Buffalo River.
Okay, now go into all the safety precautions.
Yep. All right, so as far as safety precautions go, we have our plan with New York State, cleaning all the hard surfaces, both in between every trip and throughout the trip. Seems like a kind of a pain, but it's really not too bad if we just keep up on the cleaning. And our mask wearing is very important for passengers to be wearing masks while boarding, disembarking, anytime they move about the deck, going to the bathroom, such like that. We've got some practice on the bigger boat where we've been starting to put more people on there and feeling more comfortable. So once I got the practice on the bigger boat on what it looks like and feels like to keep things safe, I thought then it was time to bring out the Big Kahuna. The Big Kahuna was actually ready in May, but I just wasn't comfortable, and now I'm starting to feel like we have the hang of how to keep things safe.
Broadly speaking, Do you think that the summer of 2020 is a lost year for people who operate boats along canal sides such as yourself?
Yes. We are operating at such a deficit in passenger count that I don't see us having even a okay year. We're working on it, though.
Was there even a consideration then for you guys to just say, you know what, we don't even want to do it because we'd be losing more money than we make?
That was a consideration, and we thought long and hard about it, and we just... You want to speak of my father, his heart, and taking people out and showing people Buffalo and giving access to the water. I just didn't have it in me to fold and not do it. But certainly the thought was there.
To follow up on what Olivia was just asking about social distancing and the protocols that you've been taking here, you know, when people come out to a boat, they say, okay, you know, Big Kahuna, this is great, but it's a rectangle.
Right.
And everyone would have to stay on the ship for the 90 minutes that
right.
it would take. Mm-hmm. And if they're in a group of, say, 4 people, you got another group of 6 people. I don't trust those people just because I don't know if they have coronavirus or anything like
That's
that.
Right.
What do you say to them if they have any reservations about wanting to come on a boat due to COVID?
Well, I just feel if there's anything in public that they're ready to do, I think that a moving boat is a safe place to start. As far as groups being close to each other, I have the deck marked out where 6 feet is, and my crew will enforce the mask wearing. If there is a couple sitting next to each other, such as like a restaurant or something, then they can remove their mask to have their drink once they're seated. Once they get up and move about the deck, the mask goes on, whether it be to go to the restroom or simply passing by another passenger when they're moving about, as soon as they're out of their seat.
Yeah, for people listening to this interview or watching the film there, they'll see the green tape that's throughout. Is this like a zone that people would have to stay in for a certain amount of time, or could they freely walk around when they're in here?
When you get your seat, we're going to ask that you stay in your seat. And whatever green mark you're at, you could see the next green mark where it is. So it gives you an idea of where that 6 feet is. And if you're within that, we're gonna enforce that they wear the mask.
I had a question, now I forget it. How is this? It's not just for people above 21.
Right.
Okay, so the idea came about. My mother, partner, and my father have many grandchildren, and it's just so neat. They were so excited about seeing the pictures and being part of it that I just can't do adult-only cruises. I have to make family-friendly cruises. I have a six-year-old son, and I understand what families need and a safe place to go and something to do. So shortening it to 1 hour and doing it earlier in the afternoon is something that I think the kids should just have access to. The kids are going to see this boat on the water, and they're going to want to get on it. And I almost find it unfair if we didn't provide some sort of access for that to happen.
I know with the other boat that you have there, the occupancy is 150, but you've cut that down to just 50. What would it normally be on this boat, and what have you cut it down to?
Okay, normally this one would be 49 passengers, half being 24. I am not going to exceed 20, but before I even get to 20, I'm going to be taking out groups of 6, 8, and 10, and hopefully be able to reach that. As far as per ticket events, I may not get to that 20, but maybe a group or a charter, a family perhaps, then I could legally, get up there. But I'm going to be very careful on how to step to that 20, if I get there.
What should people do if they want to book it? Do they call ahead? Do they go to your website to try to book it? And obviously you have fewer people on, so it's going to be lower supply with the same demand, possibly.
Yeah, well, that could be very true. It's BigKahunaTikiTours.com, and the phone number is 716-796-4556. Reservations could be made there. I think that even with the lower numbers, we'll be able to offer enough of them that we should be able to accommodate. And I'll tell you, if I only get to 12 people and I can't accommodate and I'm doing them all at 12 people, then that's okay too.
Lastly, how do you feel? Are you excited?
I'm excited for the Big Kahuna and this product. I am excited about taking people out. I have to be cautiously optimistic as far as any sort of numbers, as far as how well it will do. The biggest goal is to introduce this boat and keep people safe. I'm not interested in going above those numbers, but I am a bit excited to show people the water and a new product, so yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.